I'm losing it! Yes, this is I Am Losing It, and I don't know why I said I am losing it. It's I'm losing it. It's shortened. It's a contraction. That's just how that's supposed to be. But I'm the one who messed up. That's fine. Yes, this is I'm losing it. I am your host, Brian Kroc, and I love stories, as you guys well know. I love getting to talk to people. I love getting to interact with folks, and I love finding out their history and how they turned everything around to live a better lifestyle, to live a healthier lifestyle, and progress on, you know. And it's great because I've had a few interviews on here before, and I've gotten to talk with some people who are, you know, like they are friends. They are people who I interact with on a regular basis, you know, I know these people pretty well. So all of that. But this time I got somebody on here who I don't actually know extremely well. I know them. Don't get me wrong. I do know them, but I don't know them extremely well. And so I'm really, really excited to find out more about their past, their present, and their future. But I should probably introduce this person to the show. And that is the one and only Dylan Holmes. Dylan, hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Brian. Nice to be here.
Yes. So, Dylan, you run the YouTube channel, website, Facebook group known as Well Your World.
Right.
This is one of the when we were first getting started out, I do remember, like, when we were first getting started out on YouTube, I remember finding your channel. I don't exactly remember when, but I remember finding your channel and just being like, I like this guy. Like, this guy, he's nice. He presents a good show and all of that. And that's like that's the producer in me. That's the, you know, the editor and stuff. Like, I look at the production value of shows, and I look at like the personable interactions and that kind of stuff. And then I look at the recipes and like analyze all of that kind of thing. But I loved the way that you actually presented things as far as like cooking goes, where you were just like, yeah, and I'm just going to chop this up and just throw it in there. And then we're going to do this. And then, like, of course, like the first bite that you take, you're just like, okay, that's really hot. And I loved that. I was just like, that's fantastic. This is the person who I understand, who just wants to get that bite, you know, maybe too hot, but I just want to get that bite. But before we actually get into the channel and cooking and like that kind of stuff, I wanted to actually ask you. So tell me about your past with your health, with your lifestyle before you made this switch to the whole food plant-based way of eating.
Sure. My past is, you know, not too crazy. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, where I still live today, though I wish that I wouldn't have to spend another summer here because it is so hot right now. So being stuck at home is, I'm okay with that during the summer.
But I mean, with Missouri, though, like we've got that heat. I mean, we don't have as high a heat as you guys do, but we got the heat, and then we got like that 100% humidity, which just is absolutely horrendous. You walk outside and it feels like you're walking in soup. It's horrible.
Yeah, people make that it's a dry heat joke, but it really is better when it's a dry heat.
That is true.
I think I would choose this over, like, you know, I'm at what, 110 degrees or more for many days in a row, but it's really dry, and then you go somewhere where it's like 90 degrees and 100% humidity, and you're like, oh gosh, this is too much.
That is where we are right now.
So I'm in Phoenix still, and I grew up, you know, in a normal family where my mom cooked scratch meals. I didn't grow up on a bunch of, like, I didn't grow up on any crazy amount of junk food. In fact, it was probably college when I first moved out of the house that I was exposed to more junk food and had a meal plan card, you know, where you could just go and get pizza on your meal plan that your parents, like, paid for because you're this dorm freshman or whatever. And so that's when I probably started eating the worst and noticed the gain, the weight gain starting to happen. So, but before that, you know, like I said, it was still standard American cuisine, but it was scratch cooking. So it was like oily food and lots of animal products, but it wasn't like going out and eating fast food all the time. We'd maybe go to a restaurant, you know, we love to eat Chinese or Mexican or whatever, you know, once or twice a week or something, but it was never, my mom was a teacher. She was home a lot with us. We had all summer with her. So we were exposed to really wholesome cooking. And I learned some cooking techniques, which was great, though they did change. My health never got, you know, out of control at any point. I think the difference, you know, a lot of people come to this because they have a pretty serious problem they need to reverse. Mine never got that bad. In fact, it was my mom whose health was declining faster than mine. She's obviously, you know, older than me. And she had, so I was always pretty conscientious about health and it was starting, I was getting to the age in my, let's say, early 20s, I suppose, where family, friends and extended family members were starting to stroke out, die of cancer, things like that. And I was just like, is this really random? Because, like, what is heart disease anyway? I don't even understand this stuff. We don't learn it. You know, I remember health class was like,
yeah,
you don't learn anything. I mean, you learn, not, I don't remember a single thing. And then, and we're talking like elementary school health was the last time I think I was ever exposed to. I just remember this tiny little health textbook. I couldn't tell you a word of what was in it. But anyway, I started digging, you know. Now we're in the age of internet, finally. And so I started looking around. This is probably, well, 10 years ago. And I first started trying to understand, like, why people get migraines. I don't ever get them, but why does this happen? Why is this random, seemingly random thing happening to people? Why a cancer? Why heart disease? So I start stumbling on these little pieces. So my road to changing my diet, in my mind when I look back, happened in some small stages. So first, in 2010, I was you know, post-college, living by myself, not eating out too often, but I did have little addictions, you know, the kettle chips and these, the junk food that you'd take home. But yeah. I didn't ever really eat a whole lot of fast food. I was kind of making my own garbage food at home. And of course, not vegan or anything like that. And I learned about juicing was, I think, the first stage of my curiosity. And had I been exposed to the way we eat now, I would have jumped probably much more quickly toward that. I don't know if it would have been immediate, but I would have gone for that. But this was just me learning as fast as I could in the stages that my brain and my personality was able to, like, soak up. And so the first thing happened to be juicing. So then I became this juicing fan. I don't know if you ever heard of the Gerson method for, like, curing cancer with a whole bunch of juicing. And then they did these, like, coffee enemas and all this stuff.
I can't say that I have, actually. That's a new one to me.
I did not do coffee enemas, but I did do a whole bunch of juicing. And the idea is that you're, like, detoxing or whatever, you know? So I started juicing a lot, and I did feel, like, better, but I think it wasn't necessarily because of the juicing. I think it was because I was offsetting some of the garbage with things that I wasn't getting enough of. And so it could have been juice, it could have been the way we eat now. So I didn't feel like anything dramatically different. I did this one, this is the stage when I love putting myself through experiments. So, like, I'll do a 30-day challenge of just about anything, you name it. If you give me a decent hypothesis to mess around with, I will do that 30 days and I'll finish it. But so that was, in this case, I decided to do a 2-week juice fast. So I started juicing. And then after that, actually, is when I saw the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And he does the, like, what was it, a 90-day juice fast or something, this Netflix documentary. And so I'm like, well, I could do 2 weeks. So I did a 2-week juice fast in the middle of working and carrying on with my regular, normal life. That caused me, obviously, to lose a bunch of weight during the 2 weeks because I dramatically reduced my caloric intake. But I did feel pretty well. Like, but it wasn't because of the juice fast. It was because I had went 2 whole weeks without added oil, without animal products, without any dairy, and all these things got taken out. I'm thinking, oh, this juice is this magical thing. I could have just drunk water.
Yeah.
And I would have felt better.
Absolutely.
But at the time, that's cool. At the time, so I do these before and after, like cholesterol, blood tests, and all this stuff. I'm like, whoa, the numbers are dramatically better. This is astonishing. This juice thing, it's the thing. And so I carried on with that for a while. So that was like 2010. And then into 2012 is when I started, I read like the China study, T. Colin Kim. So I'm just really inquisitive. It's kind of my nature to just want to keep finding myself wrong, you know?
Absolutely.
And keep getting toward right.
I completely understand that sentiment. I am the exact same way. I am constantly looking things up. I am constantly researching things. Now, mind you, like it's all over the place as far as what I'm actually researching. I was literally researching Russian monarchs about 20 minutes before we were. I don't know why I got stuck on Ivan the Terrible and then just kind of kept progressing forward in time. But yeah, I'm really that type of a person. I love finding information and reading things, watching documentaries and like that kind of stuff. And so,
and you exude it. I mean, it was obvious watching your early videos that we had a similar brain. So I took to you guys like you took to us. And, so that's pretty cool because you definitely ring as a conscientious person who's always diving in. So
I love being proven wrong. So it's one of those things, like I love finding out that I'm wrong about something with actual information, actual science and the studies and all of that. That's why I tell people, like, I'm not the type of guy that reads an article. I'm the type of guy that reads the study. And so like, and that's exactly what it is. Like I read those books. I do all that. Like I absolutely love it. So you left off, you had just gotten done with you were in the juicing and stuff like that. So then how did you progress to actually like the whole food plant-based way of eating? You just mentioned the China study.
Sure.
So, you know, that's definitely a big one to start with.
That is a big one to start with. And one of the reasons I started with it is because a friend of mine, speaking of cancer, a friend of mine had breast cancer in her family. And then I saw this China study and I, you know, you read like the little Cliff's Notes on the back or whatever, and you're like, oh, I got to read this. And so then I read it. I mean, I swear I read that book in like 2 days. I was just enthralled. And, you know, it's not like too sciencey to where it's, I mean, for some people it is. But anyway, I have an engineer brain, so I really liked it. It doesn't go as far as, or at least it didn't for me. You know, if I have gone back and I read it on audiobook one other time, but it doesn't really, he doesn't dive into some of the whole food eating and getting rid of the oil. It's really focused on animal products and cancer and autoimmune disease a little bit and stuff like that. But so I made the connection that, oh, bro, you should probably go vegan and try this out. And was there any other books? I mean, I think I probably watched Forks Over Knives, but that honestly didn't click. I remember consciously not understanding when people say that they eat whole food. Like, I'm like, well, I eat whole food. Yeah, I don't. So it just like didn't click. And so Forks Over Knives, the first time I watched it, frankly, it did not click with me. And I'm a pretty smart guy and it didn't hit. So I read the China study, and then in 2013, I decided, boom, I'm going vegan. I'm gonna go vegan. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And so I decided to take that on, but I don't fully understand any of this. So I go to eating the fake meats and the cheeses. I'm still eating junk food. I'm like, well, if it's vegan, I can't get cancer. So we're all set. I never got into the technically overweight stage, but I was always like right on the edge. I think the highest weight I got to was maybe 190. I'm 6'2".
Yeah. I crossed that at like 12 or 13. Like I got into the obese category and I just stayed there for a long time. I'm still technically obese according to BMI. So, you know, but I'm slowly getting down there. I'm getting down there. I'm losing it. That's the name of the podcast. There you go, people.
There you go. So I switched to vegan, and my weight didn't go down. My cholesterol, weight, and blood pressure all either crept up very slowly. Like I said, I wasn't eating as badly as I could have been. And so it didn't like become a chronic issue in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And likewise for my parents, my mom, at this point, no prescription meds or anything. My dad was relatively healthy, had a little AFib thing, but you know, nothing too out of the ordinary. But he was on some more meds that I wasn't really in the know on, because at this time, it's like not something you think everybody just takes blood pressure and cholesterol meds. That's just life.
You get old, that's what you take, right?
Right. This is modern medicine at its best, keeping humans alive to their full potential, you know, whatever. And so, so I go on for 3 years as a not really vegan, because I was eating a vegan diet, but I was also cheating and having animal products like once a month in a way that I thought the China study sort of gave me permission to do, because I was keeping it really infrequent. So I hadn't developed, at this point it was for health, and that was, there was some environmental, I think around this time, when was Cowspiracy? I forget what year Cowspiracy was, but that
when
really
like 2016,
got me thinking.
2015, 16, something like that?
Yeah, I want to say I was already vegan when I saw Cowspiracy. And then, but like also my job at this time, right before and during this transition to just veganism, not necessarily healthy vegan, I had a company that designed and installed solar panel systems for people. So I'm going out all day doing all this great environmental work, and then you come home and you eat junk and animal products, and you're like erasing all of the environmental benefits with one bite. And so that really opened my eyes, Cowspiracy. And so then I was just like, you know, figuring it out. Finally, after 3 years of not really improving my health on a vegan diet, thinking that I'd figured it out, so I don't remember being as actively in search of anything at this time. Starting to read more books. Like I read T. Colin Campbell's next book, Whole, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'm not eating whole food. And then my mom calls me one day, and she's getting a bit of a panic because she's got 240 cholesterol back, and they want to put her on a statin. So she's like calling me and like, hey, we got to figure this out. There's got to be a way. There's something we're not doing right. She's not vegan at this time, but I had sort of evangelically tried to change her vegan to no avail. And she's like, oh, all I eat is, shrimp, you know, super high cholesterol. And I'm like, that's not going to do it. So she has this scare. We're like, let's figure this thing out. There's got to be something I'm not quite grasping. And it's not just that I'm not grasping it, but I'm also like mildly denying it because I don't want to give up kettle chips yet, but like I'd be down. And so this was enough to push me over the edge. And she had actually already read the starch solution, but the same thing. She didn't have like somebody to support her and encourage her to actually take on something that dramatically different from the way that she was eating, which was a pretty clean, but still standard American diet. You could maybe call it a Mediterranean diet that she was eating.
Yeah, I've come across that fairly frequently with people that I know. Just they'll ask me about what I do, and then I explain to them like, well, this is what I did, this is what I changed, and blah blah blah. And then I'll mention something like Eat to Live, and they're like, oh yeah, I read that book, but I just couldn't commit to like that drastic of a change. And I was just like, well, then like maybe the fact that you couldn't transition to something is the reason why you're still having all of the same health problems that you were having before. So it's like, trust me, I run into that one quite often.
I like the people that are like, I read Eat to Live. I know that that is the ideal thing, but I just can't pull it off yet. I absolutely agree that what you're doing is the best thing ever. I just can't do it. But what I can't stand are the people that are like, no, you got to have this in your diet or you're going to die early. And it's like, yeah, that's not right.
I love that. One of my favorite ones though are people who we get a lot of like the keto carnivore people commenting on our videos. But a lot of people like will do something stupid and they'll just say like, you guys would lose weight faster if you switched to carnivore. It's like, or it's like, you would have lost weight faster had you done carnivore. And I go, okay, so you want me to gain the 200 pounds back so I can try it your way or what here? It's like, what is your solution to this? That I could have done something different? Yeah, I could have done a lot of things different. I could have not gotten fat in the first place. That would have solved the problem real quick, but I didn't. So like, yeah, that one just sets me off as far as like those types of comments go. So please continue on with what you were telling.
So we decided to read The Starch Solution. This was April. I remember it was April 13th, 1 month before my birthday in 2016. My mom and I like speed read The Starch Solution, Dr. John McDougall, you know, and essentially the diet is high starch, you know, it just totally clicked. What I couldn't get, you know, T. Colin Campbell got me a long ways forward, mm-hmm. from just to go vegan and understand that I could ditch this thing, do this challenge and mostly succeed. Like I said, I wasn't actually vegan, but, you know, I made a pretty good effort. And, so this was just, everything clicked. Oh, we get all your calories from whole starches. Okay, now that's starting to make sense. Understanding the difference between starch, not just the macros, the protein, carbs, and fat, but understanding like actually really what works best for me is understanding the first three tiers of calorie density, the non-starchy veggies that are the least calorie dense, the whole fruit, which is a little more calorie dense, and the whole starches, which are the base meal for me, because I need a lot of calories, so I crush the starches, which is a little different from like Furman's Eat to Live, but not a lot. I mean, not a whole lot. But
well, he tries to balance it out with like the 90-10 thing of like 90% of your calories should be the like, you know, a lot of the non-starchy stuff and then like some starches in there and whatnot. But then the other 10%, he says, is like whatever you actually want it to be. And so that's mm-hmm. that's like how he tries to balance out the sort of calorie density discrepancy between what he says with like the 6 week plan versus what he says people who are just maintaining should do. But I know with Starch Solution, it's different there, because basically you're just eating more like just the whole starch and then other vegetables and like, you know, and that kind of stuff. So like mm-hmm. you said, you're getting most of your calories from the starches itself.
Right. And I didn't shy away from the nuts and avocado at this time. Like I didn't switch to lose weight. I really did it out of curiosity to do another personal challenge and see what would happen. Yeah. And in solidarity with my mom, who has an actual concern. And so she was her weight was going up. Her skin wasn't looking too good. She was also drinking at the time too much. And so that was an issue. And so we decided to do a 30-day challenge of the Starch Solution diet. Oh, no big deal, it's only 30 days. I'm not gonna do this silliness forever. And 10 days in, I was like, I am definitely going to do this silliness forever. And I couldn't believe how fast that happened. But just like, I mean, and it was a combination of things. It was the way I felt by removing the oil and the fake food. Mm-hmm. It was how simple and cheap it was to eat. That
absolutely
was like a big eye-opening moment. Just like being able to clean your dishes with a scrubber and not need a whole bunch of soap and all
exactly.
this crazy.
Exactly. Whenever I wanted to do another video that was like, you know, weird things that happened after switching, and that was totally going to be one of mine. Is cleaning dishes, because like mm-hmm. you can literally just rinse stuff off now. It's like it's not like glued on with all of the fat and oil, and it's like it's not. It just yes, absolutely. I totally yeah. understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. So like the whole package, but the way that I felt in 10 days, I remember it being like 10 days. I'm not even exaggerating. And I was just like, this is my way of eating now. And so we did do a before cholesterol test. I think it was just cholesterol that we tested, because that was her thing she was afraid of, my mom.
Yeah.
And so then 30 days after, it was on my birthday, we were going to a family dinner. So we had kind of, conceded that we were going to probably have some oil maybe, but we did go to it was one of those hot pot places where you have the salty broth and you throw all the veggies in.
Yeah.
So it was salty, but actually it wasn't really oily. But anyway, we did a 30-day blood test on my birthday, and her cholesterol was like 240, dropped to like 200. My cholesterol was 170, not too dramatically high, but it was creeping up. I knew my cholesterol was going up because I would donate blood pretty regularly, at least 3-4 times a year. And so they give you a free cholesterol test. And if you've been fasting, you could probably assume that it's relatively accurate. It's only your total cholesterol. And anyway, we both dropped 40 points. I dropped from 170 to 132 or something like that. And the crazy thing I didn't expect is that I dropped 15 pounds by accident.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that I had weight to lose, you know, and it was unbelievable that the weight just kept falling off. And same thing happened for her, and everything improved for her. I mean, the cholesterol test, it was just a no-brainer. We were like, this is it. We're going to eat this way from now on. And since then, it's only gotten better. I think I ended up losing like 30 or 35 pounds. I got down to 155.
Oh, wow.
So I lost 35 pounds. And I was like, am I just going to keep losing weight? I'm filling up. I'm high energy, perfectly satiated and ready to go. But my weight is like keeps dropping. I wasn't doing any exercise except like short walks, you know, like 20, 30 minute walks. And, but no cardio, no legit weightlifting or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so the weight just kept dropping.
I was just going to say, as Ray Cronice likes to say, you know, the opposite of sedentary isn't exercise. The opposite of sedentary is active. And so mm-hmm. that's exactly what he always talks about is going out there and getting those walks in, or, you know, going on a bike ride or something like that. He's like, but he's not for the actual exercise that people have in their head when it comes to working out and doing all that. And that's got to be one of the number one questions we get asked on our channel is like, do you guys exercise? Did you exercise? And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nope, we just kind of went on walks.
It's a big relief for people to realize that they can get to a healthy weight without having to do a bunch of hard work in the gym.
Exactly.
Which is kind of the stereotype that I think we either learn directly or indirectly just by consuming content as human beings, that weight loss comes from exercise.
Yep.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
And it's like, well, that's a real miss. And so I didn't do any exercise, dropped down to 155, didn't have any muscle left. You know, I didn't have any toned muscle from like when I was doing the bodybuilding thing years before that. So I was pretty skinny. You can see in my early YouTube videos, I was pretty skinny.
Yeah.
And then I decided, well, we had the great results. We were going to keep eating this way, blah, blah, blah. And I decided to start hammering down the calories and then lifting weights. And then I was able to put on like 25 pounds of muscle. I'm probably 175, 180 now. And it just came from lifting a lot of weights, but then also eating a lot of starch.
Yeah.
And it works. I've never done any protein powders or anything like that. But it was interesting seeing how your body just regulates to whatever you're doing with it.
It finds its balance. It's one of the things that I learned a while ago. I just never put it into play. But yeah, your body will find its balance. It's, you know, it's very hard to like really throw that off. So, or at least it takes time. But if you eat a certain way, your body will adjust to that way of eating and will find its balance.
Yeah. And that's, my mom lost like over 40 pounds.
Wow.
And also in short order, we have genes where you lose the weight pretty quick. And so now my dad does it. In fact, my dad and I went and did a water fast at True North. Again, another test that I just had to put myself through because I was watching all these Dr. Goldhammer True North Health Center videos and all this stuff. I'm like, I got to go and do a water fast and see what this feels like. I've never gone a day without food. So I went 7, and that was fascinating. Again, I got down to like I was already at a low BMI because this was the time when before I actually started to gain weight again, like on purpose. And So I was already pretty low BMI. By the time I got out of there, I was like 6'2", 148. And so the weight came back on like as soon as I started eating again, it was all back.
I kind of figured I didn't actually know how tall you were, but I kind of figured you were closer to my height. So my brother is actually 6'2", I'm 6'6". That's still incredible though that you're at the weight that you're actually at right there, because like that to me is almost a pipe dream to be that low. But then in reality, I mean, I bet I could actually get down there.
I mean, if you starve yourself long enough, like I did, you know, that was not my goal, was to mess with my weight. I was certainly curious what would happen. But if you stop eating, you start burning the fuel stores that you have. I mean, the body is smart. I'm not suggesting people do that as a weight loss technique, but it just kind of does happen. It's just physics and thermodynamics. So that's 2016 is when I switched. And then of course I went through that stage where like I got my mom to do it, right? Because we started together. And then I'm trying to get everybody to do it, you know, my extended family, all this. So I'm just totally trying to change everybody. And of course, you guys probably know this, it just doesn't work. Mostly it doesn't just not work, but it actually has pretty negative repercussions.
Yeah, you tell people you're not eating animal products and meat and stuff like that, and they look at you like you're insane. And then, you know, it's just, you run into a lot of walls, especially when you're trying to convert people, because then they know they're being pitched, and then they just like shut it down. They're like, nope, not going to agree with this, not going to believe that. And so, yeah, I learned that one a while ago, and I stopped trying very quickly to convert anybody. But at the same time, I will throw in little jabs there, especially because like I can throw the potato thing at people, of like, you know, somebody be like, well, I need to lose like such and such weight, or oh, I just found out I'm so heavy at this, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, well, have you considered eating 2 weeks of nothing but plain baked potatoes? And of course, I do not recommend that anybody actually does that, but it is funny because I can basically throw it at them and be like, yeah, I was really, really fat. I was 500 pounds and now I am not. And I did that purely by changing my diet. So please explain to me why you can't do something.
Yeah, you are just such a good case study for the entire way of eating. That's a great story. But no, I it didn't take me long either. A few months of trying to change people and then seeing the repercussions of, you know, it just becomes very negative.
Yep.
I would never throw the first punch, but so now I just roll with it. You know, I've taken all of Dr. Doug Lyle and Dr. Jen Hawk's techniques of how to deal with people that, start questioning you and understanding whether they actually want that, because you can tell pretty quick whether it's a person like us who would ask, because we actually would get on board if we were convinced that this was better, or the people that only ask because they just want to jab at you a little bit. So if I get jabbed first, I will jab back. It will be brief, and it might go over their heads, but for me, it will be very satisfying.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally get it.
Because like expecting people to, I mean, the trying to convert people was very misguided, and then expecting people to understand the difference between vegan and then whole food, healthy vegan, is, it took me 3 years to figure that out. And what, I'm gonna spit that in somebody's face real quick at Thanksgiving dinner where there are four different animals laid out on the table? I don't think so.
Yeah, there is no quick elevator pitch for what we do. It just, it's that simple. There is no quick pitch. You need at least a few minutes to explain it, and preferably a YouTube channel with multiple vlogs.
Yeah. And so that's when I realized, oh, there's a better approach. If I put the information out there and only the people come to consume it that actually want to hear it, save a few jerks that are going to comment, no big deal, then now I've got an outlet here. I can express myself and the things I believe in, and it's going only to the ears that are open for it. Like, wow, this is unbelievable. So it was early, the first couple of months of 2017. So it was, you know, the better part of a year, most of all from May to the end of 2016, that I was like working on this and figuring out how to reconcile the differences between me and virtually all of my extended family. Like, how am I going to deal with these social situations? There was a time when I was just like, I'm done. I don't even care if I hang out with these people anymore. And then you get over that and you realize that's also wrong and that you've got to find peace. Like, it's true. Some of the relationships I had with some of my extended family members are not the same because we don't eat the same. Like, I went through a transition period. None of it was on purpose. None of it was because I wanted these relationships to change. But it just kind of happens when your entire way you live your life and what's important to you changes, you sort of start to grow different relationships, let's just say it like
yes,
that.
Yes.
And so things strengthen here and weaken there, and it's still all healthy. I don't have any resentment from me toward anybody. I would expect that they feel the same way. But I mean, especially with pandemic now, I don't see much of anybody. But, you know, so a lot of changes have happened with all of that. But I'm at peace. Making YouTube videos brought me an incredible amount of peace just because I didn't have to change people. And then my whole goal when I started the channel was to be that for everybody else, too, so that we could have a community. So, like, the Well Your World Facebook group is meant to be a place where everybody can express themselves where they can't on their regular Facebook feed, whatever it is, and because they have no real life people that eat or carry themselves in the same way as we do.
Yeah.
And so being that outlet for people is incredibly supportive. I mean, this is the hardest change you can make. You know, it's not the same as giving up heroin, I expect. I wouldn't know, but it's got to be very hard. And I mean, it is very hard just giving up kettle chips for me.
Yeah.
And then having that outlet and then having the accountability and doing little challenges like we do in the group and stuff really keeps the camaraderie and everything up. And it's just like this domino snowball effect thing that just like, it just blossoms.
Yeah.
And so that was YouTube to me at first. I had no intention or idea of how I could ever monetize it and make it my job, which is what obviously I would have liked for that to happen. I was getting really burnt out on 130 degree rooftops, asphalt shingles, installing solar. It was miserable. And as much as I loved the work, I didn't like the setting and all it just, you know, and I wanted to have a bigger impact. Yeah. You know, you install solar on someone's roof. Great, I'm your favorite contractor. Well, that's cool. You know, I love that I accomplished that for you. But now being able to help thousands of people is quite a boost. So
yeah. We talked about this a little bit before we actually started recording, that is one of those things that I absolutely love about your channel and that I think that both of our channels try to do. We have very similar missions when it comes to presenting the information, and that is it is easy, it is cheap, it is something within your ability to do, and it doesn't require this like you know, just all of this other stuff, like we said, the exercise and all that. Like, it's just something that we wanted to present to people to be able to be like, yes, you too can actually do this. It is possible to change everything about the way that you eat, everything the way that you've done things. And it is possible for you to get healthy. It's not some weird magic trick. It's not something that requires a PhD to understand. Like, it's very, very simple, straightforward. And, you know, we wanted to present a good, healthy option for people to see, as well as, you know, I know on my end, I definitely wanted to get those recipes out because I absolutely love cooking. That is like one of my all time favorite things to do. So, but yes, we absolutely have this simpatico, you know, like this mission that we both have to present this information to people in an easy, consumable way on YouTube. And so like you and I, we are absolutely kindred spirits, and I love it. And that's one of the reasons why I tell people like to go check out your channel, because I guarantee you, if they can't find like the information about some particular thing on our channel, they can absolutely find it on yours, because you are very, very good at presenting like that information that people, the questions that people have, and giving it to the people out there on YouTube. I love it. I love your channel, dude.
Well, thank you. That's awesome to hear. I appreciate it. I love yours too. But yeah, and making it sound, telling people like it's going to be hard. It is easy, but it's not going to start out that way. It's going to be pretty bad.
The transition is horrible. The transition is bad.
You aren't going to know what you're doing. You may have spent most of your life cooking like me, but you're still not going to know how to saute an onion until somebody shows you. Mm-hmm. And so there is a learning curve. But I promise you, once you know it, once your taste buds have adapted, like the food might taste bland to you at first, but that's why you got to do a 30-day challenge. And that's why I always push people to go for some extended amount of time. And if you want to eat nothing but junk on day 31 and go right back to what you were doing, fine. But what have you learned about yourself? What have you learned that you can pull off? What have you learned about some techniques on this exploratory path toward actually applying it to your long-term way of eating or lifestyle? Then, you know, that's huge. And that's what I needed to do when I did my first 30-day challenge. I didn't think I was going to keep eating no oil. Do you think I threw my oil all out in the first few days? No. It took me probably a while to, but I never went back to it.
I'm pretty sure I've got a bottle of oil somewhere in a cupboard somewhere. I don't know. I probably need to throw it out, though.
Yeah.
It's two years down the road for me.
We made these pantry videos. We gave everybody a pantry tour and all this stuff. And I discovered there was still some oil back in the back depths of the pantry. So that's funny. But, you know, that's I wanted to be exposure. I don't have any interest in critiquing another YouTuber or talking about somebody who no longer eats like us or whatever. I do not care if you change your diet and lifestyle. It affects me none. Of course, I want the animals to have better lives and not have to be killed for food. Of course, I want the environment to be better. I would encourage everybody to work to be the best they can. But what you choose to do, I couldn't care less. You want to come on my channel and leave some angry comment about how they're right and I'm wrong? Bring it on. I don't care. Yes. I just hit delete or let other people respond. Whatever.
I am absolutely. I completely, totally, 100% agree with that sentiment. So.
I am not here. Like when I was doing solar, I was trying to change the world. I was like, we got to save the planet. Hopefully the right people will encourage all of us to like make better changes that actually do save the world. But I want none of it. I am not an activist. I am not out to try to get as many people to change to this way of eating as possible. No. All I want is for the people that are actively searching for it to be able to find me so that I can provide some level of help on their path so they can get there faster than it took me for 6 years to go from juicer to eating the right food. Oh, it was just a matter of eating the right food. My bad.
Yep.
And that's what I want to be on the internet. I don't care about talking about anybody else in a negative way. I'm happy to talk about people in a positive way.
Absolutely.
But, and that's why I think my channel has grown much more slowly than a lot of channels, but it's been gradual, and I'm like super happy with. Sure, I want to get to. We just got 50,000. Reeves made me this fake counterfeit plaque for 50,000 subscribers. but yeah, I want to keep growing. Sure, I want to have a million subscribers, whatever. But it's not. That's not my goal. My goal is to get that one person where you wake up and you grab your phone and they're like, I found you 2 weeks ago and I've already lost 10 pounds because and I had no idea. That's who I want to be on the internet.
Completely agree.
And that's what we project in our group. And I think that's why it's way less, you know, there are some other groups. Well, anyway, I'm trying to cultivate something that's very positive and very supportive. And it's a one strike and you're out policy. If you come in and you're a jerk to somebody, I don't need to give you another chance. Mm-hmm. You can message me and beg for one. But that's funny that I mentioned that, because that is so rare.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people are just amazing. They sense the energy in the room pretty fast. And so
agreed.
So that's how things evolved for me. I didn't want to protest anymore. It's just so hard, and it's such baby steps, and you put your whole life into it. And I'm not disrespecting anybody who wants to evangelically change people to their way of doing things. If that's work you like and people take to it, then whatever, to each his own. But for me, it just needed to be a gentler approach of, hey, you're looking for me? I'm over here. I'm the guy waving right here. If you want to talk, here I go. And then I started making some products that help people do it even more easily, save a little bit more time, not have to worry about, you know, the recipe on page 134. And you just go and do it quick. And so that's what my products, you know, and that's just how my brain works. I tried to monetize my following with something cool that I make for myself. And then, you guys like my post about this cheese sauce that I made? Okay, well, so then I went down to my basement and I made, you know, 30 gallons of this crazy cheese sauce thing. And sure enough, people bought it and wanted it, and it helped them. And so then I made these sauces. And so now I'm like a food manufacturer. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
But it's been a wild ride, and
the number one thing working. I get asked to make to like sell is like spice blends, because you know, anybody who's watched our channel knows that I love spices and certain mixtures of things and stuff. And so a lot of people keep asking me to make spice blends for stuff, but I have not gone into the sauce realm, which is definitely where you have gone, because like my brain doesn't think of sauces. My brain thinks, you know, the like all the dry ingredients and like what that actually does to develop flavor. But we are still like we still need to get your sauces, because we absolutely want to try them, and we do want to try them on YouTube, you know, so we can actually like do a good and proper review for people. But I guarantee you, because just from what I know of you and the recipes that I've seen you do and the recipes that I've tried from you, I know your palate is spot on when it comes to this stuff. So I have zero doubts that your sauces are absolutely amazing.
I think you'll like them. We will round up some sauces and get them over to you. I've got a few new products coming, a marinara that I'm real, two marinaras that I'm really excited about. Working on a salsa too. We're working on a banana pancake mix, which is kind of fun. Just add your own soy milk or almond milk or whatever, and you got pancakes.
Wow.
Doing a couple of spice blends too. I wanted to do a little salt replacement kind of thing. And so it's just going a bunch of different directions. Got this a non-fortified nutritional yeast that people keep asking for that we finally have ready to go, and the cheese sauce and the mushroom gravy mix. So it's been wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I've learned a lot.
It's an ongoing process. I mean, I just know from my side of it with like recipe testing. I did a recipe test this morning, like literally woke up and Jessica was like, hey, you want to try out that recipe that you concepted or whatever? And I was just like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it. And that's literally what I did. Woke up and I made a soup just because, why not? But it's that learning process that I love. It is that creative process of like trying to figure out how to layer things and trying to figure out how to make things come out in the right textures, or with that certain flavor that triggers that memory, you know, from your childhood or something like that. Like that's the stuff that I absolutely love and is really the release for me, which then translates also into the creative process for YouTube of filming and editing and like all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it can be a bit, you know, of a drudge sometime, but it's like, that is absolutely like this release for me, just like creating music or something of the sort. Of which, if you guys didn't know, apparently Dylan and I are in a band together that was formed by our significant others. And it's like a whole food plant-based, I think, what did we say? Jazz ska fusion, I think was what we said at some point. So
I remember it's called The Sprouts. We've not done a single rehearsal yet.
Nope,
and
of course
so
not.
I'm my optimism is waning.
Oh, yeah. Also, Tom from Nutmeg Notebook is in the band as well. So, you know, we've got that going for us. But yeah, it's this ongoing joke. I know with Jessica, at least, it is still an ongoing joke where she's just like, you know, it's like, so when are you guys going to make an album? I was like, next question, please. Thank you.
I did have actually one
question for you. And I, this is just my brain. Like, I'm inquisitive like this. So how did you come up with the name Well Your World?
It was, I don't know. My ex had something with using that word well as like a command, like an imperative, like make something well, like better it.
Yeah.
And so then I just kind of adapted it to, it just worked. So, I'm so bad at coming up with names for things. It's like a challenge. So getting that name right was like a breakthrough.
Oh no, dude, I totally get that one. We had lists and lists of like what we could possibly name the channel, and I think I threw out. I may have thrown out Crocs in the Kitchen because it's like Well Your World, WYW, you know, it's like Crocs in the Kitchen, K in the K, like So like it's I like that kind of stuff, but I think for our channel name, like I came home one day and Jessica was just like, I think we should call it Crocs in the Kitchen. Here's the logo that I drew up or something like that, and I was just like, yep, that works for me, I love it. It's like, you know, obviously Crocs, Croc is our last name. So it's like, you know, it just, that worked out quite well for us, but we still get asked a lot of questions like, why are you guys Crocs? Like, what's the deal with that? And like, it's our name. It's like, but I loved the fact that you did that actually. And that was one of the things that, I know with a lot of other YouTubers out there, they will have like just their name or something, you know, or mm-hmm. something along those lines. Or, I know there's some that's like sort of puns and stuff of different things, but I liked your name because it's like a good band name. You know, it's like when you have a band that has like a really good name, you're just like, oh yeah, that makes absolute sense. Like, because you know that just it works with what they're trying to do. It works with their imaging and like all that kind of stuff. But what you do is exactly that. It's like a command. It's like, you know, telling somebody to well their world, to make their world better, and. And I commend you for that one. That one's actually fantastic. So
I wanted it to be like, not, I didn't want it to be centered on me. I wanted it to be a community where everyone feels like they've got sort of like an equal share, mm-hmm. some ownership in this collective wellness. And I think that's what it is. And it worked. So yeah.
So I don't know if you know this or not, but I keep pushing to have like a whole food plant-based get together of some YouTubers and whatnot in Vegas next year. Are you up for that?
Oh yeah,
it's a hop, skip, and a jump for you. So
it's what?
It's a hop, skip, and a jump for you. I've done that drive actually. I've done Vegas to Phoenix before, and an absolutely gorgeous drive. I loved it. Like seriously, one of the best drives I think I've ever been on.
It's so easy now with you can drive over the dam. So it used to be a lot longer. Haven't been there much lately, but it would be awesome if the world was back to where we could do something like that. Because I would love to do more get-togethers that are not focused on a lecture about health. I want to remind people that there's more to this than educating people about the health and science aspects. And there's this whole thing where we're a community of like-minded people that might actually have fun hanging out.
Yeah.
And I'd love to do trips like that.
I keep pitching that as well. So we figured that like you, me, and like Brittany Giroudi could probably come up with a fantastic feast for some other people. And so I would kept joking that we would like rent a house, you know, like Airbnb a house. And then like the group of us could all cook and then, you know, like have a party of just our stuff of like recipes and stuff that we came up with or that we brought and all of that. Not to mention, I mean, like, I think it's kind of, at some point in the future, Jessica and Reeves have to be in the same room together, you know, so mm-hmm. that way they can actually cement their friendship because these two are so alike. It kind of, it cracks me up.
Yeah. Like Reeves is awesome for this. I mean, she started she joined me on Well Your World stuff starting in like October, and things have just exploded. The food thing was just getting overwhelming with, because I'm really into the operations, the logistics, the science, the engineering, which is all this food product stuff. And then I was trying to have, you know, do all this content stuff too, a weekly YouTube video, and she's been just like crushing it. And I do this live cooking show too, twice a month. And so now that I was doing everything as a one-man show, and it was like really hard to be your own producer and everything. And it was, so now she's doing so much of this stuff, and it's been just a way more enjoyable experience for me, and I think others too, because the content is just better.
I know full well that that the Crocs in the kitchen, well, if it was just Croc in the kitchen, then that channel would have died a long time ago. Jessica is the real driving force behind all of that, but I'm the one who, you know, like, it's like I said, I'm the one who's recipe testing, who's trying to come up with ideas for things. And then like, I'm the one who edits all the videos and like that. But it was really great because, and I know we've said it before on the channel, that her and I have very different skill sets, but those skill sets merged extremely well to produce a YouTube channel. And so we're quite thankful that we were able to sort of come together and make it all happen and be able to present stuff out there. But when we first started, just like you, we didn't have any plans to like get to the point where we are now, at least. We were talking about like, man, it'd be awesome if we got to like 1,000 subs by like the end of the year. And then when the channel just kept growing and growing, we were just like, okay, I guess people actually really do like this content. And so, you know, we didn't start out with any kind of ambition involved to make ourselves any kind of famous whatsoever. And so I think that because we started with just sort of the humble aspect of, we just want to present this information to people. We just want to show them that they can change their lives, that they can live a healthier lifestyle. It doesn't necessarily have to be our way. In fact, even in the whole food plant-based community, as you well know, that there are multiple doctors that people can follow, multiple plans that people can follow. And, you know, you don't have to just pick one either. It's like you can try different things, different plans. You can switch in between them if you want. I mean, like, I follow primarily the 6-week plan from Dr. Furman, but at the same time, I've done Mary's Minis before, and I've done other stuff, you know, that Ray Cronise has suggested from the Healthspan Solution. And that's just in our community. Like, there's a bunch of other stuff out there that is either similar, but, you know, they like you talked about the Mediterranean diet. Like, I mean, I know people who got onto the Mediterranean diet and have turned a lot of stuff around for them. But it's mainly because it's like, you know, we well know that when you cut out a lot of the processed foods, when you cut out like this just grab and go food mentality that a lot of people have, and you start making your own food and you start making healthier decisions, then your health improves. It's just that simple.
You form a new baseline, and then you plateau at the new baseline. And sure, it's healthier, and maybe that's as healthy as you care to be.
Exactly.
And that's fine. I'm not going to judge you. Like I said, I wish you wouldn't eat animals, but I'm not going to take this opportunity to tell you you're wrong or to judge you in my head. Like, it's just, yeah, people gotta pick. I would say the best thing you could do is eat whole plants without the added oil.
Yep.
And from there, you've got a few different versions. You can cut out the nuts and seeds and avocado like Dr. Esselstyn and preventing and reversing heart disease, or Dr. Dean Ornish. You can do the McDougal thing. You can do the Furman thing. It's all really close.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, people think, oh, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all human diet. Well, there pretty much is. For most people, there is this one base idea that really does fit all, and then you can tweak it based on your personality, based on your body type. I need to eat a hell of a lot of starches. Other people don't need so many starches. I would be starving emotionally if I wasn't eating a ton of starches as my base. And these are the new ones. These are where there's no one size fits all in terms of the really specific way that you want to eat. But like the base, it's really going to work for pretty much anybody.
Yep.
Save a few rare exceptions. So.
Yeah. Nope. Completely agree. Well, Dylan, go ahead and give out any kind of social media stuff that you want to, any of your websites and all of that. Also, we will link everything in like the post itself, so that way people can actually find all of your stuff and buy your lovely sauces as well.
Yeah, we'd love for you to join us. If you search Well Your World on YouTube, it will pop right up. If you search Well Your World on Google, the website will pop up. You can join us in the Facebook group as well, all same name. Just search Well Your World anywhere and you'll pretty much find us. Instagram. But yeah, go to the Well Your World website, wellyourworld.com, and you can buy some of our sauces. We have 10 sauces now, several more coming fast. We're just going to keep growing the product lineup because clearly people want it.
Yeah.
And you can learn all about us through all those avenues. Check out our live cooking show that we do twice a month. So there's lots of ways to interact and just find what fits for you and what you're looking for, and we'll be there.
Yeah, I'm excited to actually to watch and see what you do over the coming years, because I know your product lines are going to grow. I'm really hoping that your business keeps growing exponentially and the Well Your World sauce line becomes well known throughout the world and is stocked at Whole Foods, because you know that's the dream right there, is to get that Whole Foods cabinet right up there, at least for me. I don't know, I'd be happy with any of the other stores too, but Whole Foods is like that's the pinnacle for me.
If there are enough people out there that want it, that actually care about these type of products, in order to, and then would then patronize them, would consume them enough to where something like being in Whole Foods would work, that would be obviously a dream come true. To have that many people want to buy your stuff would be really cool, especially since it is not like anything else on the shelves.
Yeah,
it's completely different and with real food ingredients and delicious. So.
Absolutely. Well, Dylan, thank you very much for coming on to the show. I really greatly appreciate the fact that you came on. I know it was kind of last minute, trying to set this stuff up. I messaged you earlier this week, and I'm really horrible at actually kind of like planning out where I want certain things to go, because I don't want to make decisions on a lot of things and all of that. But thank you for coming on here and talking for more than an hour now, because we did talk several minutes beforehand. But I do encourage all of the people listening to this, if you haven't been on his YouTube channel or the website, check out Well Your World. It is an absolutely wonderful outlet for all of this great information, as well as you can purchase those sauces, which I know are awesome. But I think that's pretty much all I've got to say as far as this show is concerned. Obviously, subscribe to the podcast wherever you have found this, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, whatever one it happens to be, and follow us along on all of the social media stuff as well. You can search for I'm Losing It on Instagram, Facebook, and the like. And eventually I may actually start posting some of these, just the audio clips, to YouTube as well. I don't know. I haven't gotten around to that one just yet. But also you can message me on there and interact with me and ask me any other questions that you might want to ask, just because I'm that type of a guy. I like answering questions. But I think that we're going to have to call this one done for the day. I will see you next time on I'm Losing It. Bye.